Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
Well, hello.
Feeling, have you come back to life yet from our marathon tour of the South over this past weekend?
Oh, yeah, I had so much fun. It was really, really fun. So, yeah, I'm back to it. You know, it's a time to roll, baby. I was never out of life.
Yeah, it was a crazy 2 weeks, but now we're settling back into a groove, which is great. If you want to see us on the road, you want to come to one of our shows, which we, of course, highly recommend, go to watchacrappens.com. You'll find an entire tour schedule there. We still, by the way, Asbury Park, we'll announce as soon as we know when that's going to be rescheduled because of the bomb cyclone. But all the tickets, all the dates, they're there. Next week, we're going to Los Angeles and San Diego. I'm excited. I'm particularly excited about Los Angeles because that's where I live. So all my friends get to come and see our crazy show. But we're going to many places. We're going to St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, Milwaukee, Denver. I mean, the list goes truly on and on. And we want to make sure all of you guys get to come and meet other Crappens people that you haven't been able to, you know, other Bravo peeps that you haven't been able to see in like a few years, you know. And one of the things that's been really lovely is, you know, when we do these shows, we meet people and they're like, oh my God, I just, you know, I came alone. I was like, I felt sort of weird about coming alone, and I came and I met so many friends, and now we're going to hang out afterwards. So it's a really lovely experience, and we love that happens. So come join the party.
Do it. Yeah, it's been a really good time so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
So also, we do our on-demand videos still every week, a couple of weeks. So if you want those, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. This week so far, we did Salt Lake City, which was epic and nuts. And we're also going to do Jersey this week as an on-demand. And our bonus is going to be a below-deck sailing yacht. We have the trailer, which we haven't done yet. So we're going to do that trailer for the big premiere, before the big premiere next week. So join us for that on Patreon.
Oh my God, it's already next week that it's coming back?
I think so, because, well, maybe not. I don't know. I'm assuming because the reunion for regular Below Deck is this week.
Wow. Well, either way, it will be coming back next week or the week after. Who knows? But we're going to do a trailer breakdown for that, and that's going to be... That will be fun. I've got to brush off my old Daisy voice. Let's see if I can still do it.
Hey, how many pages are there?
Yep, still got it.
Still got it. Nailed it.
Yeah.
All right, so here we are with Sommerhausen. So when last we ended, Lindsay went to Paige and was like, Craig is making you look stupid because he's been sleeping with someone whose name I can't say on TV because I don't want to get sued over trademarks.
Yeah, and like people online have been like, oh my God, Craig is being such a dick. I'm like, did you watch the reunion for the Southern Charm last year? Like, this is what Craig was being such a, like, he was being so awful to Madison. It's insane right now, but he was slut shaming her. He was interrupting her. He was so rude to her. And people are shocked that Craig was being crazy and rude to Paige. I'm like, you know, it's like, it's deeply documented.
Yeah, Craig's an asshole douchebag. Okay. But he also has that side that's like, I just want to sew. And so people are like, oh.
Well, he has like this really nice, adorable, sweet, innocent side, but he also has like a petulant side. And I think people forget about the petulant part.
Yes. And so Paige, of course, ended the episode by running to Craig's room to make it right. And so that's where we are now. So they're sitting on the bed and Paige is like, this is stupid. And he's like, because of what Lindsay told you, like, why don't you just ask me straight up if you got questions for me? Like, just ask me.
I mean, if you went to any retirement home, you never know what those old ladies would say. So I don't know why you're like taking Lindsay for like what she's saying.
okay, are you still fucking? And then she pout smiles. And then we get the summer house. Dong! On the beach. The sound of the beach. And then we come back and she goes, are you still fucking her?
Well.
It's like, I'm glad we got that twice in a row. They're like, hold on. You need it again. Are you still fucking her?
Well, if I'm in Nashville, do I have someone that I might hook up with? Yeah. But like, Paige, I will never lie to you. Okay. And you and I are not exclusive right now. And you didn't want to be because you just got out of a relationship. It's like, I mean, I don't know in that situation, like he is being honest, but I don't know if that's something that someone wants to hear. But then again, Paige maybe shouldn't ask a question that she doesn't want to hear the answer to.
Yeah. And Paige is also still like keeping Andrea or whatever. This is just that typical part of the relationship where you're like, okay, we're not seeing other people. I mean, no, we are open. We're still seeing other people. We're not committed. But then you hear the other person fuck somebody else. And it's like, that's disgusting. Okay. I'm in the open relationship. Not you.
Look, I'm not offended that he's sleeping with Kristen. I'm just offended that he's sleeping with someone with such an awful boutique.
So then in the kitchen, Andrea and Lindsay and some other guy all in black. Who was that guy?
I said it was Alex and Lindsay and Andrea.
Oh, I thought it was like a caterer or something.
It could have been an errant caterer just sort of like wandered through.
Yeah, but it is Alex who brings cookies later. But the guy's like, do you want cookies right now?
That was Alex.
And they're like, yeah. But then he comes in later and I think he's wearing like a sleeveless white t-shirt. And in this scene, he's in all black, like a caterer uniform. So I don't know.
I like it. I like that, like, the catering uniform is like, that can't possibly be Alex. But I think it was Alex because he was like, you want some cookies? And so Andrea goes to reach for the cookie dough. And he's like, no, 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 you'll die. You'll die if you eat it. You're not supposed to eat the cookie dough raw. It's like, oh, also, by the way, it's ground turkey. It's not cookies. That's why you'll die.
No. Lindsay's like, yeah, I want cookies. I just want to be honest with the cookies. So then Craig's like, back to Craig and Paige. He's like, you're in New York. The only girl I've ever taken to a baseball game is you. The only one my friends know is you. Yeah, because Kristen won't come on camera with your lame ass. And who says that to somebody? Like, the only person I've taken to my favorite thing to do baseball is you.
Like, what an honor. Yeah, what an honor. You brought her to like a highly accessible sporting event. So
literally thousands of other people.
Like literally like one of the sporting events that's just like really the easiest to get a ticket to. And he goes, I didn't sign up for this. I came to go swimming and shit. Like, well, this isn't like the going to the Boys and Girls Club of America. Okay. You're here on Summer House with the girl you're hooking up with. So you did sign up for this.
Yeah. And she's like, but I didn't do anything. And he's like, this is a whole fucking thing now. It's like a whole fucking thing. Yeah. Because you were fucking Kristen Cavallari and it's all over the gossip pages. Okay. Why are you accusing her of making it a huge thing?
Yeah, exactly. So then Andrea checks in on them to make sure everything's okay. And Craig's like, Paige, don't let other people upset you. Says the guy who just like lost his mind because of what Lindsay said. Don't let other people upset you. Lindsay says he looks stupid. Like, you don't look fucking stupid.
So Lindsay is now pacing around her room eating. And she's like, what a loser. I'm like, who fucking does that? Yells at girls to try and cover their ass.
And then everyone just starts going to bed. Everyone, like... In the time that it takes to make Alex's cookies, everyone is like, ugh, we really don't want ground turkey cookies. So we're just going to go to bed and avoid him. So everyone goes to bed, except for basically, what's his face?
Kyle, Robert. Drunk ass Kyle in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in the kitchen, like with some crazy thing on his head and a towel, air humping the air, you know, humping the air.
Yeah. And then even Kyle goes into his room and he's like, these are the worst pillows I've ever put my head on. Is this some kind of fucking joke? Ugh.
And Amanda's sleeping. And then he just takes a pillow and slams it into the bed, like slaps. It's like, wow, thanks. Thanks, Kyle. Amanda's not awake to say this, so I'll say it for her. Kyle.
That's actually how she snores. Kyle.
Craig sleeps so like you think he would sleep. He sleeps with a laptop on his chest and his hand down his pants.
I was so mad. I was like, the disrespect that laptops get shown on the show. First, you got a laptop at the edge of Sierra's bed all of last season. And now, like, look, I've fallen asleep reading my laptop in bed. But what happens is I wake up and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, the laptop's on me. So I put it on, like, the night table. But Craig, he clearly just closed it up and rotated it and just was like, I'm going to keep sleeping with, like, a $2,000 MacBook on my chest and hopefully nothing will go wrong. These are decision-making process. This is a red flag to me.
That's the red flag. I mean, there are a lot of them with Craig. I say read your phone in bed. Like, why do you need your laptop in bed? It's all on your phone.
Yeah. I just don't like how he keeps his laptop on his chest like a cat.
Yeah. So then it's Saturday, July 10th, in case anybody's counting the day, in case anybody needs to know the specific date. There it is. And Carl wakes up and goes running. And then Paige is kind of watching Craig sleep. And he wakes up and he's like, are you sad today? She's like, I'm not sad. I'm not sad. I don't know why you think I'm sad. I'm just staring at you while you sleep.
And then Sierra's like, sometimes I just want to be like Carl and go to bed at 9 o'clock. And then we see Carl on his like morning ritual and he's like, he's on his little hike through Sag Harbor. He goes, oh, so this is how you start your Saturday. It's like a lot of wildlife. Like you can actually feed the birds. Like, yeah, you look good. You look great, by the way, bird. Wait, what was that? Oh, okay. So this just in, I just got fired by the bird. Wow. I thought I'd make it through the season without getting fired, but the bird literally just fired me.
So, hey, guys, you guessing what's going through Alex's head? Me neither. Let's check in on him, shall we? So Alex is on the front stoop of the house calling his dad. And he's like, hey, dad, I'm in the Hamptons right now because, like, that's what I do on the weekends. And his dad's like, great. You should look at playing more and working less.
Yeah, and because his dad's in Switzerland, and he's like, so is there anybody particularly cute or somebody that you have a liking to? He's like, on a romantic level, no. I mean, the girls are nice, but like they don't appreciate ground turkey, so it's just like too much drama for me.
Yeah, also none of them like you, but nice try. And he says that his mom is the one who puts unrealistic expectations, but his dad had like more of a realistic view of who I am. You know, he told me when I was 16, do whatever I want, just wear a condom.
And make sure ground turkey does not become your personality. So, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I was just reading through notes. But I thought it was really funny that he's sitting there on the stoop and we do this like close up of a two lady statue in front of him. And then it kind of grays him out. I thought, wow, even the lady statues are ignoring this poor fucking guy. It's like they're both turned away from him.
I also liked how when he said that the girls are just too much drama for him, it cuts to Sierra in bed and she just goes, oh. Like, I don't know what the context of that was, but I appreciated it.
And then Danielle reminds us, you know, the secret to a happy relationship is low expectations, right? Because she's like, thanks for coming, Robert. That was a really good weekend. And he's like, yeah, probably won't be able to come next weekend. She goes, yeah, well, I enjoyed the pepperoni.
You know, she starts from a simple place, you know?
Yeah, I'm serious. That's like the secret to it, you know? Gummy worms and pepperoni.
Yeah, that's all she really needed, you know? So then we go to Paige, who's hanging out with Maya and Sierra in like a different bed because they spend most of these shows just going from bed to bed. And so Maya's like, by the way, Paige, Craig totally gaslit the fuck out of you. And she's like, well, to hear solidified in confirmation from Craig's mouth that he's sleeping with someone else, like I feel a lot of things, mainly really cute, but I feel stupid and I feel naive. And maybe I made this something in my head that it just wasn't, you know?
And then Lindsay in the kitchen passes Craig hugging on Amanda and she goes, mm-mm. Like hating Craig. Craig and Amanda have a vibe. Like they've definitely got some chemistry going on there.
I didn't pick that up, but I'm going to keep an eye out for it now.
I did through the whole episode. I was like, yeah, they're going to fuck one day. There, I'm calling it. I think Craig is going to be Amanda's revenge fuck.
Wow. That's exciting. I like that. I'm excited for that season. So Carl is like, Carl's back. He's like, oh, morning, everyone. Oh, just in Sag Harbor. Oh, feeding birds, y'all. And Craig sees the girls. He's like, you guys are psychopaths. And Lindsay's like, and she sort of gives him a hand, like, shut the fuck up. You don't get to talk to me.
Yeah. And Amanda is talking like this. She's like, Kyle. And he's like, babe, why do you sound like you smoked a pack of cigarettes all night? And Maya's like, because she had to yell at you all night.
So they're all planning to go to a pool party, and Kyle's like, I'm gonna put on the most ridiculous outfit. Kyle, don't do that. We're going someplace nice. Please just don't do that. And it's funny because later on her mom, someone says, like, keep an eye out for red flags. It's just like, just amazing how many red flags there are in this relationship.
Yeah. So then Lindsay and Carl are talking in a room, and Lindsay's like, oh my God, Carl, hold on, let me hide this alcohol. He's like, oh,
I mean, it's okay. I can be around alcohol. Okay. What's going on, Lindsay?
And she's like, nothing. It's just like Craig is out of his goddamn mind.
Well, some people are being upset. I just put through the lens of everybody's drunk and everybody's going to be fine tomorrow. And, you know, if they're lucky, they get to feed a bird, you know?
And then we see a clip of Craig just running through the house. Lindsay sucks. She's been dating Austin 4 years while he dates other people. That's why he's not here.
So, did you have fun with Sierra? How's that going?
He's like, well, I'm looking for a relationship. And, like, her and Austin clearly have feelings for each other. And I'm like, wow, if she has that bad taste, I don't really see where we're going to go.
And then everybody leaves the house to go to Capri Restaurant and Pool. And Danielle's like, I love a cabana.
And there's like a giant magnum of rosé that gets like a lot of views throughout the rest of the episode almost. So they're there and they're partying. And there's a DJ who's like playing an electric violin or like a, you know, like an annoying. What's that woman? Is it like Charlotte Church or whatever? Or like there's like that woman who's like British. Who is like always doing like new wave violining violin pieces in like a ball gown, but like on stage, and she always acts like she's like doing like a rock star. You know that? Like, do you know what I'm talking about, or is this just a figment of my imagination?
It's like Guitar Hero, but with violins, and it's this guy, you know, standing at the pool, like. By the way, Danielle says that's the largest bottle of rosé she's ever seen. How dare you? I hope that Reporter Christina
Christina Gibson reporting live.
Christina reporting live is somewhere in Florida, really pissed off right now at this scene. Yeah,
she should
so
be.
Kyle is talking to Carl and Maya, and he's like, all right, so we'll order some chicken lollipops.
Great. You know what? Chicken lollipops are almost as good as holding a bird in your hand in the morning.
He's like, yeah. And then we'll also order some Spanktopia. And Maya's like, really? What? It's where I live when Amanda's mad at me. She's like, it's called Spanakopita. Masturbation. All right.
Spanktopia. And then Amanda's like, Kyle, there's a live violinist. That's chic as fuck. Kyle, ask him to play at our wedding, Kyle.
And then Lindsay and Danielle. So they're kind of checking out the bar. Everyone's wasted, by the way, already. Okay. So Lindsay sees a guy at the bar and she goes, oh my God, I found him. I found a guy. He's at the bar in a white shirt. And they're all wearing white shirts, by the way. We see the bar. It's all guys in white shirts. And Danielle goes, yeah, well, he's flirting with you. And she goes, oh my God. Yes. Yeah.
Wait, can you point him out to me? Okay, he's got two legs. No, it looks like it's four legs and a kind of a plush top. I think you're looking at the bar stool.
Yeah.
Always hard. Am I right? Summer Lindsay.
So she goes up to the bar, and I have to admire. I do admire the straightforwardness of her flirtation. She's just like,
are you single?
He's like, yes.
How old are you?
38.
Oh my God. She said you would be 38. Do you want to get married?
Sure. Right now. Let's go to the chapel.
Okay. Should we do that? I can't tell. Are we joking or is this flirtation? Where are we at right now?
So then Kyle, it just cuts to Kyle taking like selfie videos of himself, like humping the air with the violinist.
Yeah. And then just
yeah, Sphinxopia, yeah.
So then Amanda is saying how like last week was like really shitty because they fought and everything, but she has to believe that he's sorry and then he's going to change. And then she goes, I mean, if we're not supposed to get married, there'll be a sign. And I don't know what that sign is. And it cuts to Kyle chugging from the magnum of rosé. I'm like, the signs are Summer House seasons 1-5.
Yeah. You apparently just can't read signs. It's why you're never the one driving. You know, Amanda just crashes into everything.
Why?
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So anyway, Carl and Sierra now are talking about all the fighting that happened. And Carl's like, y'all. I actually fall asleep to like the arguing. I was like, I have to be up early. This is like bird that's like super hot that I like to feed. So I went to sleep early. She's like, so now now Sierra's embarrassed. She's like, oh my God. Like, I'm just like really embarrassed. And like, I want to be sensible in my actions, but I'm just not over Austin. Like, I like him. Shoot me.
Well, I think the show is like bachelory ish where they just have to be fucking somebody. It's like, yeah. I don't think any of them really even like each other. They just feel pathetic if they're not fucking somebody, you know? She's like, well, like Carl and Sierra have zero chemistry, but they're trying to make something happen. And neither one of them even can, you know?
No.
So then it's Paige's turn to chug. And Andrea is like, let me help you. I'm gentleman. And Craig is like, ugh. Like he's getting annoyed watching them flirt. Because Paige, of course, is totally playing it up. Like, oh my God, it's like Italian rosé now. It's like different. You know, she's getting all flirty and he's getting mad.
Yeah, you know, I've historically really enjoyed Paige quite a bit, but I'm starting to get like a little annoyed, like with, it's like, oh my God, why are these two hot guys? Like, it's just, there was this girl I used to know. And this is what it was with her every single, you could like literally have like, oh, guess what? My car just exploded. And she'd be like, yeah, but I got a text from Dave, you know, and like I'm starting to really get that energy from Paige right now.
So Lindsay comes up to Craig and she's like, Craig, if I was your friend, I would tell you that you need to go talk to a girl named Lindsay right now. And he's like, oh, God, give me your cheek. And he just grabs her and kisses her cheek. And then he's like, sorry, I yelled at you. I didn't want to make you feel bad. And then he just walks off. And she's like, yeah. What the fuck?
All I did was answer one simple question. It's not my friggin' fault. And he's hooking up with two girls at once. He should have been upfront about that. And I'm hooking up with like five guys right now in a bar stool. So, and I'm upfront with that.
And Kyle goes, five guys? Isn't that like a burger franchise?
Do they serve Spankopita? Spanktopia? I can't even say it the way Kyle says it. I'm like,
I just love that Lindsay's Tinder, you know, history is like the guys from Five Guys. It's just like peanuts. It's like have a bang with Lindsay and just throw some peanuts on the floor and walk out.
I said I like penis, not peanuts. Wipe those up.
So Craig is like, last night was just like reacting off being the basis that she came like to you, Paige, and tried to upset you by being an asshole. And if we were exclusive and dating, and Paige is like, if we were exclusive and dating, I would have cut your fucking dick off.
Yeah, and he just stops like, God. And Sierra's like, yeah. Like, Sierra smiles big. And he's like, but that's not our situation. Like, we just came out of relationships. Like, I want to be single. And then he kisses her cheek. Ugh. You know, the Southern, it's gross enough on Southern Charm. It's really not working here. You know, you need to keep that shit in the South. That's just not going to work here, sir.
Yeah, and she's like, you're a fuckboy. And he goes, well, I'm going to grab a drink at the bar and find my shoes and wallet and stuff. See, this to me goes right back to that laptop thing. It's like, this is a guy who, like, hey, if he puts if the laptop falls off in the middle of the night and breaks on the floor, like, oops, I didn't see that happening. And now he's in a public space and doesn't know where his wallet and shoes and stuff is. Like, these are issues. These are problems.
So Sierra's like, what's wrong? She's like, I mean, just the thought of him being with someone, like, it just like, oh my God, it's so like full price. Like, it makes me feel sick. And I know I don't have the right to be mad, but you know what? Guess what? I am mad. So call it what it is, but I like him. I really like him.
I'll call it what it is, but I like him.
It's gross. Desperation. There. Yeah.
Poor choices. So now they are heading back to the house, and Maya's already there. She's like chopping carrots and making lasagna. And so we get like a little bit of her backstory, which is that she's always loved cooking, and she grew up in her dad's arms because it was like the only place where she wouldn't be crying. But he was like the cook of the house, which meant that she was often in the kitchen. But guess what? I have a tough relationship with my dad because, you know, I'm very direct.
Yeah, it was like, I love my dad's story. And then it turned into like, my dad's an asshole story. Like all the same story. It
pivoted very quickly.
So then she's asking to Danielle, come back home. Like, is anyone seeing Danielle? And then it just cuts to Danielle sitting in a chair by the pool asleep, like Weekend at Bernie's style. She's just like, and Lindsay's like, oh my God, Danielle, you're sitting on my new boyfriend. You're sitting on my new boyfriend.
Danielle's like trying to hit the snooze button on Lindsay. And then like, while there's like, Danielle sort of wakes up and it's kind of groggy and they're like laughing. And then Luke calls and like, oh, Lucas is calling. Lucky, are you coming ever? Did you move away?
He has like such the model way of being on FaceTime too. He's like holding the phone at the right angle, kind of profile, and then looking at the camera and also kind of moving in a circle.
Yeah.
He's like in his own iPhone commercial over there. He's like, hey, well, you know what? Guess what? Had to do some stuff out here for work. You know, hot dish spokesperson and everything, but I'll be flying out Tuesday.
Yeah. By the way, I also want to point out that even though it's very charming that Carl fed a bird from his hand, Luke was the one who was feeding chipmunks with his hand originally. So I just want to give credit where credit's due in terms of, you know, woodland critters and human interactions.
As far as fuckboys pretending to be animal people so they can get laid on TV. Okay.
As far as fuckboys using little critters to raise their profile.
Yeah. So then Lindsay is
Craig will be like a raccoon. Craig will be like, I found a raccoon that was salivating during the day, so I decided to feed it my hand to see what it would be like.
No, Craig's outside refusing to give a possum pizza. He's like, fuck you. Telling people I was fucking around. I'm not exclusive.
So anyway, there's just like more silliness happening. Lindsay and Danielle have now like relocated to a bedroom where they're pretty much doing the same thing. And Sierra comes in looking for Lindsay. And Sierra's like, Lindsay, I'm talking to you. Okay.
Did I do something again? What did I do?
And Sierra's like, well, look, I need to talk to you because like last night, you know, the shit that Craig brought up, like he said that you and Austin have been on and off for like the past 4 years. And Lindsay's like, just what, Lindsay? She's like, I mean, okay. She's, well, I'm just asking you, have you guys been sleeping together like? And she's like, Craig was out of his goddamn mind last night.
Sierra's like, I don't want to look stupid. You have now on two separate shows proclaimed having a crush on Austin. So the I don't want to look stupid ship has definitely sailed, unfortunately, Sierra.
Yeah. Also, you knew that they were still fucking when you started with Austin. And then you put all your eggs in the Austin basket and he gave you the final episode, I just want to be friends speech. I mean, yeah, that's like the worst, you still being with Austin.
It's like she put all her eggs in the Austin basket and he took the basket and put it in the microwave. That's what happened.
And then Craig slept with it on his chest.
So what's Lindsay's wrong with sleeping with exploded microwave eggs on your chest?
It's called privilege. So Lindsay's like, Sierra, you know everything. Okay, look, I'm trying to fuck the bartender from the bar. We were just saying.
I love when Lindsay does like a preposition, a train of prepositions, like from season one.
I'm gonna go sleep with a guy in his bed together in a house over there.
And I love that her argument is like, what? I mean, how could you say I'm sleeping with Austin? I'm fucking the bartender and the five guys. It's like, yeah, but you could still be fucking Austin, you know? It's like the way of kind of avoiding the question. And she's like, there's nothing here that you don't already know. Let's just say Lindsay did not answer that question. Anybody That's else true. Notice that?
That is true. So, so then meanwhile, inside, Andrea's helping Paige get her phone and stuff. And Craig starts talking to Amanda and he's like, so how do you feel about me and Paige? And she goes, the bigger question is how do I feel about you and Kristen? I was like, I was surprised it didn't get the Bravo.
Yeah. And, let's see. I'm sorry. I got lost a little bit. So Amanda is asking Craig to get something from the fridge. Still think they have a vibe. Sorry. Every time they come on screen together, I'm like, oh my God, they've got it. So Craig's like, wow, your raspy voice is like giving me a boner. She goes, I mean, it's not that hard these days, Kyle.
Yeah. So Craig is like, well, just because everyone doesn't understand our setup doesn't mean it doesn't work. It does work, and I will always be I will always be 100% honest about everything. And Amanda's like, but you weren't 100% honest because I just was never asked. And if I was asked about it, I would have said it.
Right. And yeah. Then he goes, well, what's she doing with Andrea? Which, you know, is fair. So then Paige and Sierra are in bed flirting with Andrea, right? And she's like, because he picks her up and like puts her in the bed and gives her a big kiss. And she's like, you've been wanting to do that all day, haven't you? And he's like, all day. It's been a long time.
Right. So then, and she loves it. She's just eating it up and she's like giggling, like, oh my God. She's just totally eating it up. And, you know, she's just going to be like nattering on to everyone about it like all night long. So Craig is like, well, we don't want to embarrass each other. He's still talking to Amanda and he's saying how we don't want to embarrass each other. And Amanda's like, well, you embarrassed her, which then you can sort of like, Craig's just like sitting there like, wait, huh?
Wait, yeah.
Huh? He's still trying to figure that one out, like how that got turned back on him.
But then we cut to Paige in bed, like, and then Andrea leaves and she goes, I'm sorry. Fuck Kristen all you want. You think I can't get hot people too?
To be fair, Kristen Cavallari's ex is Jay Cutler and he's really not an attractive person. So I don't know if Kristen's always going for hotness. I don't know.
He's extremely rich. He doesn't have to be.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry, I think I just had an overdue, like, let's get at Jay Cutler moment there. It's like 10 years waiting for that moment.
And then Amanda's nail falls into the lasagna, which is, you know, very this show. So later, Craig checks on Paige. He's like, did you take a nap? I mean, what have you been doing up here? You've been up here for 2 hours.
Yeah. And then everyone's just sort of starting to get ready for dinner. It's dinner time. And there was like an extreme close up of broccoli, which I felt was a callback to like a few episodes ago when they're like, yeah, we're a broccoli household, to Alex. Remember? He's like, do you guys eat broccoli? Yeah, we're a broccoli household. Okay.
Yeah. Some editor just hates Alex. They're like, see, stupid.
They do eat broccoli, you idiot. So Carl's sitting there. He's like, hey, y'all, thanks for preparing. Popping. Oh, God, I'm hilarious.
And Paige comes down in a crop top. She's like overdressed. And Carl's like, wow, girl, damn, girl. Whoa. And Amanda goes, where are you going after this? And she's like, I don't know. I mean, who knows? It could be Neiman's. It could be TJ Maxx. You guess. So Lindsay's like, Paige is like, yeah, and this is for fucking another girl. It's like she's like in this weird competition to win Craig over. I mean, come on. I just wish the people on this, the women specifically, had more self-respect on this show. Now let's look at who we're fighting over. Craig and Austin.
Exactly. We need to raise the bar.
Yeah.
So Maya wanted everyone to break, since it was a bad night last night, she wants to break bread and be like a family. And they're all just eating and this lasagna looks absolutely amazing. It looks delicious. They're having a nice little meal. And then Danielle is like, guys, I've come up with a theme for Amanda's 30th birthday. Cirque du July. And everyone's like, how about 90s? 90s party.
So then she's Lindsay...
like, she's like, I guess I'll have to return the whimsical hoops I just ordered from Amazon.
Yeah. So then Lindsay and Danielle are getting ready up in their room. And Danielle's like, what are we going to do tonight? She's like, I am going to go fuck a Greek man.
And then everyone else goes to the hot tub, and the frogs are doing their frog thing. And it's just like, you know, so Lindsay and Danielle leave, and there's like a lot of, you know, like Kyle's ass in the hot tub, the usual hijinks. But upstairs, Maya's in her room and Carl's there, but he's like sitting in the corner. So all you see are his long legs coming out from like around the dresser. It's like, y'all, it's my legs. He goes, hey, Maya, have you ever partied like this before? It's crazy, huh?
And she's like, I'm like an introvert, but I'm also like an extrovert. So how are you feeling? Talk to me. He's like, yeah, like it's fun to party, but like, I mean, it would also be fun to do other things. Like, there are so many birds not being held in hands right now.
Do you know if there's some birds that are awake at night? It's crazy. I want to go feed a hawk.
Yeah. So he's like, good night. It's 10:30. I turn into a pumpkin.
I hate that. I've realized that I hate that phrase now. I used to think it was cute, but now I absolutely hate it because I feel like when people say I turn into a pumpkin, people say it as like a funny little sort of deprecating cutesy moment to be like, I don't want to hang out with you. I would rather sleep than hang out with you at this moment. And having been on the receiving end of the pumpkin comment, I take it very personally because I'm always like, oh, this is, we're having so much fun. Yeah, well, I'm turning into a pumpkin now, so I gotta go. I'm like, well, fuck you and your pumpkin. Rally for me.
It's Cinderella, okay? The magic is done at midnight. And that, well, I find that to generally be the truth. You know, there comes a certain point where I'm like, I'm going to be fugly in about 5 minutes, okay? I could only try and suck it in and stand up this straight for so long. Okay, I'm about to turn back into a pumpkin mouse or whatever the fuck happened in that.
But you know what? Okay, first of all, Cinderella does not herself turn into a pumpkin, so that's all wrong. Anytime someone says I turn into a pumpkin, like, you are not the vehicle. First of all, you're supposed to be Cinderella.
Their BMW just turns into like a bicycle.
It should be like you don't turn into pumpkins. Like I'm going to turn into a homely person, you know, wearing rags. But also, like, a lot of times that phrase is uttered well before midnight. It's usually like at 9:30. Well, I'm going to turn to a pumpkin soon. It's like, it's not midnight. You still have 2.5 hours left of magic in you. Okay. It's not pumpkin time.
I'm on Cinderella time. So sorry. I talk to mice. I don't know if you knew that. What the fuck?
Sorry. I'm on Bavarian standard time. So.
So bedtime. So Lindsay and Danielle return at like 1:46 a.m. and Kyle's dancing. This is where Kyle's dancing around in his hat and towel and twerking alone.
You just hear that. You just hear that Kyle coming. Oh man. And then you know, then everyone's just settling into another night of sleep. Danielle's just eating chips in the middle of the night.
Yeah, she goes, "Where are the cookies?" That's the definition of turning into a pumpkin, by the way. That's yeah, where this that phrase, because this is what happens, you know?
Yeah, well, but you know what? But I feel like she earned her pumpkinhood in that moment. She really earned her pumpkin. Okay, but yeah. I feel like Carl at 10:30, just like sitting in the corner, it's too early for your pumpkin, sir. So now it's the next morning, and Andrea's like, hello, beautiful ladies. I heard you had a wild night out. I don't know what accent I'm doing for him today.
I just love that we get a Trixie song and it's like, I'm gonna live in this moment like it's all that we've got. And live in this moment like it's all that we've got. And it's just everybody sleeping. So yeah, Andrea comes down and he's talking to Lindsay and Danielle about their night out. And he's like, I heard that she fell in love with Greek men. And Danielle's like, yeah. And then she fell out of love.
Well, you gotta shoot your shot. And I told the man I'd come back. And I came back. And I was like, no, I'm leaving. And he like didn't even say a word to me. But to be fair, he is a bar stool and does not have a mouth or a brain or really any sort of signs of life. An inanimate object. But I tried my best.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now it's time for everybody to go back to New York for the week. And we see little clips of everyone's lives. Kyle's in Jersey. In his like Laverne and Shirley factory, like, what's the inaugural taste off? It only cost me $4.6 million or whatever. And then
Maya. Yeah. Maya on what is it?
I wrote down Mia for some reason. Maybe it's Maya. No, it's Maya.
Mama Mia. So it's Wednesday and she has a sign up on, she's okay. I'm not, before I even get into this, here's what I'm going to say about her. I really, really enjoy her. And I feel like this little scene, she was actively trying to make me hate her. And I was like, no, I really enjoy you. And I've really enjoyed the energy you brought to the show. But she is basically like, has all her like little slice of life at home is like all the annoying stuff from Top Chef without any of the upside of Top Chef. So first she has a sign in her apartment that says, "My cookies bring all the boys to the yard." Because we find out later she's like a cookie person. It's like, okay, so you like cookies. Then we meet her dog, super cute dog. The dog's name is Garlic, quote, Clove, Aioli. So I'm like, wait, so does that mean is the dog's name Clove or is the dog's name Garlic Aioli, but its nickname is Clove? Either way, I hate all of it. I hate all of it. And this is someone who loves garlic, who loves aioli, and who loves cloves and garlic clove aioli. I love all those things, but I don't want a dog named that. And then we also meet another dog that she's named Bucatini. I'm like, you know what, Maya, you're really testing me right now. You're really testing me.
I did not notice the dog names. I just noticed how cute they were. But now I can, you know, I can see it. But I think she's someone who's like, hey, Clove, hey, Teeny. And then she has her snotty reason that she saves for later. Like, it's garlic. But, you know, then again, should you be more upset with the people who wrote the captions for the dogs? Because that is a confusing caption. You know, yeah. Garlic, quote, it should, clove, yeah. Unquote, aioli.
That's hard. I think you're right. She probably just refers to them as clove and actually buca because it says Bucatini, a.k.a. buca. But like the Bucatini thing was especially triggering because it made me think of Bruce from Top Chef, who a few years ago declared that Bucatini was his spirit pasta. And I think like I've never been able to fully enjoy Bucatini ever since, you know. And so seeing this adorable dog being named Bucatini, just like I just think of Bruce and that annoys me.
I don't even know what Bucatini is. I'm looking it up.
It's, well, Marisol Patton. It's Bucatini is basically, it's like a long pasta.
Oh, it's like a straw net. Spaghetti. It's cool. Like spaghetti straws. This looks delicious.
Actually, no, it's actually a super cool pasta, but Bruce ruined it. And like maybe, I think I was just about ready to like move past it. And then now we have Bucatini the dog. And
I don't know. I mean, I'm just on a different plane than you because I was like, okay, I really like her now because the scene starts with a close up of her KitchenAid. She's mixing sweet things, which I love.
Yes, I like this
and
part.
Then two cute dogs, which I love. I didn't even know one was named after a carb. That makes me like that more. Garlic aioli is like, fuck, I don't care if you make out with me. I'm here for the fucking bread and the spaghetti straws. And then I really like this. She's telling her story. And she's like, when I was little, me and my sister made pound cakes for like local churches and I pocketed all the money. I was like, yes, profiting off church. Like, I'm into this.
No, look, I love that she loves to cook and I love that she has a cookie business. I'm really into it. I personally at this moment am borderline about to buy a cookie cookbook. I'm not going to lie. I almost did it yesterday. Remember when I texted you and I said, I feel like buying something off of Amazon. I almost bought a cookie cookbook. So like, I totally feel like we are kindred spirits, but I just, you know, it's like that Top Chef thing when someone's like, I got a tattoo of a fork and a knife, or I got a tattoo of bacon, or I got a tattoo of mise en place and I have a dog named Bucatini. It's like that stuff drives me nuts.
Well, she tells us that she has a cookie business and that's her passion. And the cookie business is called The Need. And her mission is to spread happiness with cookies. And at first I was like, that's so fucking stupid. Wow. Happiness is spread with cookies.
Yeah.
And cookies are a need. So I feel like I shouldn't like her, but I do. So there you go. We're just going to have to see where this leads us.
She was testing me, but I still ultimately really like her a lot. Do you think her business is The Need, spelled N-E-E-D, or The Need, spelled K-N-E-A-D?
I don't know, because you don't need cookies. Do you? And I don't. It would just be a poor use of that.
It would be maybe a black and white cookie you have to need, actually, because those are a little bit more.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Okay, so then we go to Paige, and she's FaceTiming her mom. Yeah, she's calling her mom, Kim, and her mom's like, I feel like I have to watch Amazon Live to even see my daughter. Oh, really? Because I didn't see a purchase there. So I'm just going to take it you're not wearing adorable pleather pants that are affordable right now. Okay, but still calling you.
Where do I even start? Okay, so this weekend, Craig came to the house, and she's like, And how was Andrea about that? Remember, you know, you got a hot Italian model, huh? We're just going to put that to the side, my sweet daughter. And she's like, well, listen, he flirts with anyone with a pulse. And I don't know if he just does it just to make me jealous. And she goes, listen, guys, until you say where you stand, they don't say where they stand. And then once you do say where you stand, they're just going to leave you. So, you know, good luck.
So true. That's what I was thinking, too. So then Andrea, we get Andrea modeling. Now, I don't know what the fuck he's modeling for, but it looks like Game of Thrones. It looks like some kind of porn that he's about to shoot. It's like a kilt and then suspenders or whatever.
Yeah, it's a bit tight. So then we get a new interview look for him, which at first I thought was a crazy blazer, but I realized it was just a shirt that gave blazer energy, which I thought was very interesting. And he has like a really aggressive spray tan. And so originally I said, oh, he's wearing a blazer with no shirt. But actually, he was actually wearing a shirt.
Oh, it was terrible. It was like a pink paisley silk shirt, like pirate shirt from the 80s, unbuttoned all the way down to his belly button. Oh, gross. Yeah,
it was international mail. Like, it was the stuff from the international mail catalog that's like not underwear. So it's just like that really shitty. You know, and the women's equivalent is like Victoria's Secret. When Victoria's Secret has like a dress, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, so, it's terrible. And he's trying to convince us in this outfit that he just wants to settle down. He's so full of shit.
I know, he's so full of shit. So we go back to Paige, who's like, well, so Friday night, Lindsay told me that Kristen and Craig were hooking up. And I wasn't mad at Craig for doing it. But then Craig was like calling and texting me all Wednesday night. And I was like, wasn't answering. And I said, like, I'm out to dinner. I'll call you back. But I never called him back because I was like on my couch with pimple cream on my face. So all week long, he was like, you're on a date. And I was like, no, I was. I was like, yes, I was on a date because, you know, why not play some games with him, right, Mom?
And her mom's like, identify the red flags early. Don't stay in it if there were deal breakers. I'm like, thanks for the generic advice, but your daughter's fucking people from Summer House and Southern Charm. We're past red flag.
Okay. I know. I was like, just, you know, as long as you're on Amazon watching your daughter, maybe you should order her the box set of Southern Charm just to get those red flags right there on her doorstep.
I mean, red flags are above these guys. At least a red flag will wave at you when it's done, you know? Jeez. So then we go to Kyle and Amanda driving to the summer house together. And he's like, wow, today's the last day of your 20s, Amanda. She's like, oh, it's so weird, Kyle. Like, I'm so glad I get to celebrate my 30s. Like, I just always had a plan of what I wanted when I was 30.
Yeah, and her plan was to be married and pregnant by 30. And he's like, wow, you want to do all these things all at once? And she goes, and you want to focus on the business? Well, the business is what allows us to do those things.
So, you're exhausting, you two. I'm fucking exhausted, okay? I can't. So then he gives us his usual, like, oh, yeah, I handle stress because, I got work and a wedding. Okay, you're stressed and now you're going to be wasted all weekend. Got it. But he's also got a sty. Yeah, he's also got a sty because he's stressed. You got a sty because you've been wiping your butt and then touching your eyes. That's why you got a sty. Okay, drunkie?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some joke about sty. Like, he has a sty and, like, the summer house is a sty. And I was, like, trying to come up with, like, some good sty wordplay. But I realized that's really not worth it. You know, I think it speaks for itself. Let the sty humor just speak for itself.
So, also, to people out there wondering what the fuck I just said, you're correct. To people who are beating your steering wheels, that's not how you get styes. That's how you get pink eye. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to correct you. I just didn't feel like being that person at that moment because I feel like I already had a big Bucatini moment. And I was like, let's just let this one go.
No. I felt people very upset in their cars. But also, I've had a sty. And so I don't want to. Next time I have a sty, I don't want people to be like, oh, my God, because he wipes his butt and then he touches his eye.
Well, I actually think I have a sty coming in a little bit. Just want everyone to know. I feel like I'm stressed. I have sympathetic stress for Kyle. I'm getting a summer house sty. So meanwhile, Lindsay, Maya, and now I'm actually paranoid that it's Mia, and I've been saying
no,
Maya.
No, it's Maya.
Are we sure?
No. Yeah. You know what? Has anyone ever said her name on the show? I think my autocorrect autocorrected it one time to Mia. That's all. But it's spelled MYA.
But that might be a weird version of Maya. I mean,
it's Maya. It's Maya. Okay, well, correct us if we're wrong. You know, who knows? So then she's in the car with Danielle and Lindsay. and they see a big guy with gray hair. And Daniel goes, oh my God, that was like Santa. And Lindsay's like, oh my God, that was Santa.
And then Danielle goes, oh, I know, because Danielle's like wants to like pile on. She goes, I know. I'm like, is that Kris Kringle? And they all just like look at her like she's crazy.
No, Wyatt goes, wait, who? What?
Yeah. He's like, who is Kris Kringle? Is he single?
And she's like, isn't that Santa's real name? And Lindsay's like, ah, stupid.
Just are like making fun of Danielle for making a very common pop culture reference.
God.
Yeah.
So then, so Summer House. That was like the most Summer House scene we've seen in a long time. Like making fun of someone for actually having knowledge. So then Maya's like, Lindsay, did you go to Mexico? And she's like, I didn't go because I was gonna go, but then I needed a passport, and then my passport was gonna come, but then my passport came late.
Yeah, a lot of passport drama on Bravo these days between Noella and Lindsay and later on Kyle. People need to be up on their passports. So they all arrive at the house and Lindsay's like, Amanda, it's your birthday. And they're all excited because it'd be a 90s party. And Kyle talks about how he lost his virginity in the 90s. And they're like, whoa.
Like, you're old. So then Lindsay is bopping around like with... I don't know what it is, but she's giving me Mom from the 80s Show vibes today. She's just like bopping around with the whistle, like, it's your birthday, honey. We're so excited for you. And they got her a big balloon arch that says Amanda.
Yeah. I'm surprised those balloons were like fully inflated. I kind of felt like the Amanda vibe would be, they'd be sort of like hovering just above the floor, like running out of helium, like all the balloons being like, happy birthday, Amanda.
That's what it's going to sound like when they're done.
All night long, no one's going to be able to sleep because all the balloons will just be wheezing out air.
So Lindsay's like, Luke. Oh my God, guys, Luke is on his way. Cut to Luke on his motorcycle.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. And Kyle is, he's just on the...
Beard to the bone.
Born
to the bone.
To be mild tempered.
Like you.
The violinist guitar here is like.
God, the spirit in the sky. Spirit in the sky. I don't know any of the motorcycle songs.
So then Luke's like, I'm back. I've missed my friends so much, but you know, I've been seeing family. That rejuvenates me. And so he comes in, he meets Maya, and he's hugging everybody. And then Andrea sees Paige, and he hugs her and picks her up in the air. And then they're like doing that hump thing, you know, like joking. And she's like, actually, I thought of you a lot this week, especially Wednesday night. And he's like, you should text me more.
Yeah. And then they're going to start decorating for the 90s party. And Paige is like, I want everything to feel like TRL. So they're all sort of like, you know, it's just the usual hubbub.
Hum house, bub.
As they get ready and everything. And Paige tells Andrea, look how big my boobs have gotten. He's, oh, yes, I love them. She's like, have you noticed? Yes, I want to play with them all night long. And Sierra's like, well, I don't want to steal your shine. And she like unzips her like hoodie or something, and like her boobs are just like looking big, and Andrea's, oh yeah,
there's more using in this movie than the sit, or like there's so much using in this movie. Like, he is using her to be on TV, she's using him to get Craig. There's just a lot of using going on, and it's cracking me the fuck up. Do you like, yeah, my boobs? Do you like, by the way, boobs. I'm wearing that fancy crop top thing I wore last week that no one really cared about, so.
Do you know what?
Let's talk about it now.
Do you know what I named my boobs? Like and subscribe.
So Kyle and Amanda are getting ready, and he's like, should I shave off my facial hair so I look like I did in the 90s? She's like, Kyle, you're not supposed to look like you did in the 90s. It's just supposed to be like, we are who we are now, but it's in the 90s. But then now it's like 2022, and you still won't give me a baby or a house.
Amanda. So she tells us that she's turning 30 and it's a big deal, and she never makes her birthdays about her. This is the only time that she wants to ever make her birthday special the way that she's made Kyle's birthday special every year. And we get a montage from the past 4 years of like all these super big parties that she's organized for Kyle every single season on the show.
Yeah. Kyle, I got you 4 Lambos to drive around at 25 miles an hour in the neighborhood.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So Amanda's like, it's my time to shine just once, which means, you know, she won't be shining. Amanda's version of shining is like being like super dull, right? Like that's like she shines the most when she's trod upon.
Yeah, the only thing shining at the end of this episode is your face because tears are streaming down it. Okay. So the producer asks the cast what their favorite thing about the 90s is, and Danielle's like, youth, which I liked. And Luke says frosted tips. And Andrea's like, Ninja Turtles.
Lindsay's like, retiring from my job at 65.
And Maya says she misses Doug and the Fresh Prince, and Alex is like, I love the Backstreet Boys. Like, I had the Millennium album and I just listened to it over and over and over.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. Yeah, it was like a total explanation.
Yeah,
it really, for everything.
I'm surprised he hasn't actually shown up in just like a full-on crazy Backstreet Boys outfit, you know? Like, I feel like that's really his
outfit. He does, like with his muscle tees and stuff. He does kind of wear the 80s style sleeveless tee.
But, you know, they sometimes, like, I feel like the Backstreet Boys on some of their concerts I remember seeing on TV, like they would have these sort of like futuristic costumes where they almost look like Buzz Lightyear or something. They'd be putting the craziest things, and I would not be surprised if Alex just showed up one day. I was like, hey guys, brought my ground turkey cookies, want some? Yeah, I'm wearing this.
My favorite Backstreet Boys song, probably no one in this house eats broccoli. I mean, it's kind of a long title, but still, you know,
the original title was I Want Broccoli That Way. Tell me the feeling of eating broccoli.
Roughage, the album. So then everyone gathers for the party, and Sierra's like, Kyle, why do you even look shorter today? Dweeb, you look like a dweeb. Paige is like, yeah, he's the kind of guy that, like, in high school, me and you would push into a locker.
Yeah, I'm sure that will not cause him to spiral on top of his sty anxiety. So then Lindsay got Amanda a pogo stick, and Amanda just starts bouncing around, and Amanda starts going nuts on the pogo stick, and she's going so crazy on this pogo stick, and the producers don't even bother getting a clear shot of it. We just sort of see her ponytail going up and down. I'm like, this is so Amanda. They won't even give her like something gif worthy.
They won't give her pogo. And she's doing it hands-free. Like, she's actually amazing at the pogo stick.
Like, it's literally like she could have done Cirque du July theme. She apparently is like very agile, and you just see like a ponytail flopping up and down.
We finally get something other than guacamole that Amanda is like the best at, and they don't even give her a clear shot.
Yeah, the producers don't even say, hey, like, can we reshoot that? Like, get the cameras an angle. They're just like, whatever. It's just pogo content.
So everyone's shocked. And then we get some hula hoop, and Paige is like, I heard if you can't hula hoop, you're bad at sex. My mom told me that. Like, isn't that like a Paige's mother thing to say? I hear. Listen, you know what a red flag is? You can't hula hoop. Okay.
By the way, I bought a hula hoop on Amazon when I was watching you, so I'm going to send that to your house. You know, and it makes sense. All those boxes that are always on the front stoop are probably just from Paige's mom. Hey, When you get to the house this weekend, I sent you a pogo stick, a box of Kleenex, and a bunch of slippers I found, disposable slippers. Enjoy.
I mean, I know it's for all the stupid theme parties that they have, but I'd like to think it's really just Steven sending all these Amazon boxes still to the house.
It's just letters that say, told you so. Like, told us so about what? I just told you so.
So Luke is like, hey, Amanda, here's a gift. And she opens it. And it's like, dear Amanda, a gift in your honor has been received by Waldo's Rescue Pen, because that's where we rescue animals from. Oh, my God, Luke, this is like the best gift I've ever gotten.
That's really sweet. I just, unfortunately, no one can ever find that rescue place. It's too bad. Where is Waldo's?
So Kyle's like, oh, wow, Luke, God. And so Amanda's just gushing over this gift. And he tells Paige, he's like, the friend is more thoughtful than me. Just why? What did you end up getting her? And he's like, oh, funny story. Nothing. I don't have anything. Kyle, oh, my God.
I got her a timesheet that she can fill out because she needs to work more. So how does Kyle not get Amanda anything for her 30th? That is absolutely bonkers to me.
I want to send her something. That's terrible. Jeez. So Paige is all yikes, of course. So then he's like, let's play some games. And Paige is like, we're going to play Spin the Bottle. Okay, no, we're not playing Spin the Bottle in this house. You're going to get something playing Spin the Bottle in this house.
I was waiting to see where you're going with that. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's happening? What's wrong with Spin the Bottle? Not in this. I thought you were going to say something like, this house is too nice for a bottle to be spun in.
We're going to play a game of Spin the Bottle of hydrogen peroxide that I'm going to rinse my mouth out with after I kiss anybody from this house.
So the bottle is being spun, and so Andrea and Paige wind up kissing. Oh, yes, Paige. And then Lindsay and Danielle wind up kissing, and then the surprise moment, Sierra and Alex get chosen to kiss, and so they kiss, and they have like a big kiss, and Sierra's like, Alex is not a bad kisser. I mean, did we hit teeth? Yes, but the pressure got the best of us. I mean, there's foundation there, okay? Like, he's a contender. I mean, like, as far as I can tell, he has no personality. That's kind of what I'm into. Yeah. Contender.
And I like when Alex was spinning the bottle, he goes, I'm 100% getting Andrea right now. So then we go to Sierra and Paige. They're like freshening up in their room. And Sierra's like, oh my God, do I like Alex now? Because like I made out and like now I like Alex. And Lindsay jumps in and she's like, are you talking about me?
It's like, no, Alex, not Lindsay. And then it cuts to Alex. And now, like, this is Alex's story for the rest of the episode. He's like stacking adult Jenga. And he's like, oh my God, these are all about stripping. And this is ridiculous. I'm just trying to space it out. So it's like, not every single one is stripping. And so he's like fixated on having a proper distribution of the adult Jenga blocks in the right areas.
He's just rewriting on top of them. Rough it. More vegetables.
Protein shake. Yeah. 10 push-ups.
Oh, okay. So then back to Sierra and the other girls, or Paige and Lindsay, getting ready in the mirror. And Lindsay's like, what are you guys getting ready for? And Sierra goes, I don't even know. And she goes, you know what? I'm never ready. And that's my problem.
I think Lindsay's the opposite. I think she's 100% ready, which is her problem. So she's like, well, I met a guy and I finally found a guy who actually is cool and he's like funny as fuck. And I spent all of Sunday cracking up in bed with him. And Paige is like, did you sleep with him yet, whore? And she's like, no. But then on Monday I did. Yeah, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to sleep with him.
Oh my God, he just texted me. She's trying to have like this, oh my God, we're just girls on a bed moment with Paige. And Paige is just staring at her and she tells us, I don't even know the name of anyone she's dating because there's like so many of them. One's in Mexico, one is Greek. Listen, I have an Italian and a Southerner and that's all I can keep track of right now. Off my bed, old woman.
Excuse me, I've got to help Lindsay cross the street. So Paige is like, wait, Kyle was like, what should I get Amanda? And I was like, I think you should take her on a trip. And Lindsay goes, well, what did he get her? Well, honestly, nothing. He hasn't booked anything. And so Lindsay's like, this is an emergency.
Of course, you get Lindsay on it. So she calls Kyle in, and Lindsay's like, I'm going to the bathroom to see if somebody texts me again, so please talk some sense into him. And Paige is like, oh my God, Kyle, you can't just say happy birthday. And he just goes, oh boy. Like, he's already about to start crying again, you know.
So Lindsay goes down to Amanda, because Lindsay, who says, my problem is I'm never ready, and now she's like, fully dressed and ready to go out of the house. So she's like, you are 100% ready. So she goes, if I leave to meet up with a boy, will you be upset with me? And Amanda's like, no, it's fine. But like, you know, Amanda's going to be upset. And honestly, I think it is a little shitty. You know, I mean, like, it's not an unreasonable request, but it's sort of, you know, it's her 30th birthday. I actually think it's like, it's a little shitty.
I know, but I think that Lindsay just feels like her expiration date is coming, you know? She's just like, I mean, I don't even care if there's Fruity Pebbles in the house. We're drinking this milk.
She should have invited the guy to the house. That's what she should. Although maybe they weren't allowed to have people come in. I feel like sometimes summer house, there's probably like rules about who can and come to the house, can and cannot come to the house any given moment. So anyway, so she tells Amanda this. And meanwhile, there's like, everyone else is up in the room, like doing this like emergency, like gotta book a trip. Like, let's find Kyle something to do, which also bothered me because it's like, I don't think the girls should have been the one to bail out Kyle in this case. I mean, they're doing it because they want Amanda to feel happy and loved. So they're doing it for Amanda, but Kyle's just standing there. And for Kyle to talk about how he works so hard and everything he has so much on his shoulders. Then if you can do all those things on your shoulders, if you can prop up and do a lover boy, you can go onto orbits and click a few buttons.
I know, but he's broke, right? Because he said he's like $4.something million in debt. So I think that's probably. But even if you're broke, you can still like get a picture of a baby. You know what I mean? And be like, I hope to give you this one day. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, you do the cheesy thing.
Yeah, like you can make some kind of effort.
You draw something and be like, here is a first class ticket to anywhere in the world you want to go. So that way it's like, here's a gift, but I haven't actually bought it yet. Right.
Right. Or just like, you know, give her a few avocados and just be like, you know what? I appreciate all of your talents. Something. Just something.
Starbucks card. let's just get realistic here. $20 Starbucks card.
I mean, not getting a gift for your girlfriend's 30th, your fiance's 30th. You're going to be living in Spankopia.
Spanktopia.
For the rest of your life.
You'll have a frequent flyer membership to Spanktopia.
Oh, God. So everybody's in the room. All the girls are in the room with Kyle. Sorry. My ring thing went off for some reason. Some guy's standing at my ring. What's he doing? I'm assuming delivering something. Anyway.
Delivery from Spanktopia.
Sorry, that was rude. So Amanda thinks that everybody's just ignoring her, right? It's like her birthday and there's nobody around. So she calls her mom and her mom's like, hello. And she's like, Mom, I'm celebrating my birthday tonight. I mean, I don't know where everyone is. I guess they're busy, but look, you want to see the decorations? It's just me though. Are you ready to see it?
Oh, honey, that's so nice that they set up a slip and slide. No, that's just my tears on the floor. Oh, okay. She's like, well, maybe there should be some music on and some dancing, honey. I actually felt bad for Amanda. Like, that sucked. That really did suck. And so, meanwhile, upstairs, Paige is like, okay, well, guess what? You're going to the Bahamas. And Kyle's like, my passport expired during COVID. It's like, oh,
no. God. And she's on the checkout page, right? Paige is like getting ready to check out. She's done this whole thing for him. And he's like, wait, I have to have a passport?
Okay, Noella. Yes, you do. Why didn't you say something when she was saying, what about Bahamas or whatever?
So Paige goes, if you didn't have a sty in your eye right now, I'd punch it.
So Sierra's like, Kyle, I want you to know you dropped the damn ball. The ball is on the floor. So then Lindsay, meanwhile, she's like in the bathroom or she's somewhere and she's, you know, telling her guy, like, hi, Matt, I'm in the house. I'm trying to leave. And Mia walks in and Maya. She's like, I'm very paranoid, Ronnie.
It's Mayo. It's Maya.
So Maya comes in and she's like, hey, like, where are you going? And can I come with you? Can like we? And she's like,
no, I'm trying to get laid. I can only bring like one person.
Yeah, it's so weird. She's like, no, I'm trying to get laid. But then she still takes Danielle. So then
she wants a wing woman, but she doesn't want like a whole group.
A flock. Right. Which is- so then Maya is kind of pissed and she goes into the other girls and she's like, I mean, that's just not how I would handle that situation. And so she's like, okay, so Amanda's birthday is in like 2 minutes. I mean, are we staying in? What are we doing? So they're like, yeah, where is Amanda anyway? So they go find Amanda and she's in the bed like, ooh.
And so Amanda's crying. And by the way, we have a quick cutaway to Alex, who's still building the Jenga tower. And this is bad because Amanda's literally had been walking around and was like, no one's even out here. And, you know, kind of like Alex is there just like building this Jenga tower. And he goes, look at this. It's all strip. It all says strip. He's like furious at the designers of the adult Jenga tower.
He's just trying to find a way to fit in his boiled chicken block. So Amanda's like, I'm fine. An actual frozen
block of ground turkey. It's right. Like, oh, I'm pulling this Jenga block. Wait, this is just turkey.
So Amanda's like, I'm fine, guys. And they're like, come on, Amanda. We were just changing into PJs to come hang out with you to count down to your birthday. And she's like, no, like, I just feel like tonight is so forced and it makes me feel so bad. And they all go at one time, oh my God! Oh my God!
So Amanda's basically like, she's like, you know, it's just like everyone's going out. And I was like, what the? She's basically like, I got into my head. Okay. And then we just cut away to Luke outside, who's like, it's fire time. Born to be wild. Doot, 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 doot.
I know. Luke's setting up like the fire pit or whatever. It's like, no, Amanda, we're just here for you. And Paige is like, be right back. I'm going to go fuck Andrea in a bedroom.
Bye. Yeah. It's like this weird moment where Paige gets up and she goes running out of the bedroom. And then Andrea happens to be there and he like grabs her while she's running. And pulls her into the closet and they start to kiss. And like none of it really made sense. And it just, that's where it ended.
Oh, dun, dun.
So we'll have to see what happens next week. But yeah, that sucked for Amanda. I actually feel like that did suck. She did have, it was like a nice party, but like everyone else on the show gets like, they go all out, they go crazy. And this was kind of like, okay, we'll play Spin the Bottle at 8 p.m. and now it's 8:30. Sorry. Pumpkin time.
Turn it into a pumpkin. Literally turn it into a pumpkin.
Hey, for your birthday, I got you a pumpkin, and it's me. Happy birthday.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of Summerhausen. Go get tickets for Crappens Live over at watchwhatcrappens.com. We're coming soon to Los Angeles, San Diego, St. Paul, Minneapolis, Chicago, Denver. I mean, we're going to so many places. Come see us. Come hug us.
I do have to say, I forgot to mention this, but at the Crappies, Luke said, oh, well, you know, like, you know, in St. Paul, oh, they're going to go crazy. They're going to go crazy. So Minnesota people, you have a lot to live up to now. Luke said, you're all going to go crazy at our show. So start getting crazy.
We love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers. the incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.